Well, Lucas, talking about the world of business, and in business, I have made a lot of mistakes, but one mistake I would not make is being my own real estate agent.
Yeah, that's some. If you're considering that, you need to know what you're getting into. But let's say you're licensed to sell a home, and you can or you want to avoid a commission cost by getting a realtor. So you decide to list it and sell it to whoever you want to, and you can write up the paperwork and do all of that. You might want to question whether that's financially feasible. So we talked Gary Sandler, who writes our real estate column, and full disclosure, he is a realtor.
He
So
is a realtor.
he is a realtor. And so but he wrote this week about SBOs, or first sale by owners. And so he's pointed to a couple of studies that have been done recently that show that people who use realtors usually make more money on their home than if they were to try and sell it by themselves. And so he pointed to this as a reason for that phrase, "I don't want to pay commission," being something that you want to reconsider, because you can pay commission and still end up making selling your home for more money than you would if you just try and sell it by yourself. So now, like as I said, Gary is a realtor, so it's to his benefit to help people sell their homes. But he certainly has pointed to a couple of credible stories that show that that's the case, that FSBOs don't make as much money as going through a real realtor.
Well, my father-in-law recently sold some property in Deming, and I went to the close of the sale because I needed to go. And the amount of paperwork that it took on what seemed to be a very easy transaction, there was not a lot of negotiation that went into it. It was, again, what appeared to be an easy transaction. And, they had a realtor involved, so it made it much easier. And, one of the things we looked at as he considered selling the property was how much time it would take for him to be involved in doing it himself. So, yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
he looked into that and probably said, "Nope, this is time is money, and I'm going to be spending way too much time."
Yep, and that's what it came down to. But let's talk about the business of outdoor economics. It is huge, in particular here in our community.
Yeah, and so one thing that's cool about this previous weekend, or previous Thursday and Friday, actually, the New Mexico Outdoor Economics Conference was held in Las Cruces. And so they had a bunch of attendees, representatives from 28 New Mexico counties, so there's 33 total, so almost every county, participants and speakers from Utah, from Colorado, from Nevada. They all came to Las Cruces and gathered to talk about the business of outdoors, selling the outdoors. That's been a big topic of discussion here, especially with Organ Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument and how to turn that national monument into dollars, and to sell it. And so that's what they spent the day talking about. One of the big things to come out of that day was U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich announced that he was going to introduce the bill to transform White Sands National Monument into a national park.
Oh, okay.
And along with that, there were some studies that were released that said that changing it, redesignation from a monument to a park, would result in more than $6 million in new spending and dozens of additional jobs. So that would be for both Alamogordo and Las Cruces, which are the two biggest cities there. And so national parks just get they're more visible. People want to visit national parks. Maybe not so much national monuments. So they're expecting an increase of people. An increase of people would mean, more hotels that would need to be available and things of that nature.
And
So that's what
from what I understand by designating it, it doesn't change much other than the fact that the way it's recognized on a national level, it's recognized as a park and it gets more visibility.
certainly.
So, okay.
Certainly, yeah. It really wouldn't change much of the visitor experience.
Okay. Lucas, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thanks, Edmundo.